Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week we'll take a look at the upcoming Cameron University French Film Festival, which begins next Thursday evening. Our guests this week are Marie-Jeanette Baillargeon, Associate Professor in the Cameron University Department of English and Foreign Languages, who coordinates the festival, and Zoe Timothy, a senior Cameron University student who assists with the festival. Thank you both for being here today. To start, tell me about the background of the French Film Festival and how it got started here at Cameron. What went into the decision to start a French Film Festival in Lawton, Oklahoma?
Any good university, and I think we are a great institution, basically wants to support learning opportunities for our students outside of the classroom. And films have become, throughout the United States and other countries that are Anglophone, a great way to support language learning. It's also an outreach to our community.
Let's talk about this year's films. Is there any kind of connecting theme with these films? And what goes into the process of selecting the films for the festival?
I'm going to start with the process.
Okay.
So I did a film class this past spring in which we showed a movie a week. And our French club also comes to the film class, as does our international film club. And so you've got people in that class that are officially registered students, and you have visitors who basically are members of the community. And so we have people of all ages, male and female, and they look at the films, and at the end of the semester, they said, okay, let's choose a film for a date night. So what if all the films we saw would be a great film for date night? And they choose Avenue Montaigne, which is a wonderful film. It has a little bit of everything in it. And you do. It's armchair travel to Paris. And you get to discover an essential part of Paris, a very ritzy part of Paris, without having to pay the price of an airfare. And so it opens your mind to that. And so that's our date night. And then we needed to choose something for family night. And they chose The Little Prince. The Little Prince, because it is one of the best love stories across the planet, bar any. And it appeals, again, to people of all ages, but it also appeals to kids. It's an animated film, really well done. Recent film, by the way. And our third film, we wanted something for people who are into history and that is poignant and relates to our times. The third film is called Diplomacy. In August 1944, they had put torpedoes underneath the Eiffel Tower in Paris. They had mined all those famous Paris monuments. Paris was set to be blown up because Hitler couldn't stand to have Paris survive after Berlin had been bombed. And a lot of things saved the day, so we know Paris is still there. But the story is a very exciting story. It moves well, it moves quickly, and it shows the importance of good diplomacy. Sometimes there are people who don't know they like history because they haven't seen something like this. So it's their discovery films.
And we always make sure that the films we pick, everyone in the film club liked it about the same amount. So if there were a few people in the film club who had like mixed feelings about some of the scenes, then those films generally don't get picked. And so if we're showing a film, almost anyone would like it.
How important is it to have that kind of mass appeal and accessibility in a film at an event like this?
Whether we're focusing on our students, which we do, of course, they're our first, or we're focusing on our diverse society, this is about bringing community together. The university is a community, and it's the larger community that comes together. And it's very important that people come to an event like this and feel it was worth my getting up. If you're leaving your house, you want to feel that you're leaving for a good reason. I mean, we have so much at home that's exciting. You know, we have entertainment in our homes. So the entertainment we're offering out there has to be something where people say, we're so glad we went out. This was different. This was different, and it was exciting, and it was a discovery.
You have some other events going on in relation to the festival beyond the films themselves. What else is attached to the festival this year that folks can come out and participate in?
We've got area businesses that are doing something French. The Lawton Country Club is doing
crepes,
savory and dessert.
Yes.
And if you call for a reservation, you can go there. You don't have to be a member, but they will be open to the public only on the nights of our film. Our opening night, we have a red carpet event. There'll be French tastings, and Lancôme Cosmetics will be there with samples. That's Dillard's Lancôme counter, and so that's part of it. You've got the percolator that's doing the French brew. They have croissants. They're even making it with the French press. You've got Green Acres Market, and they're actually offering the tastings. They're doing crepes, chocolate-filled croissants, brioche, really, really good. We also have Cash Road Liquor. You need to email them, but they have a tasting room that is as nice as anything I've seen in California or anywhere I've gone to do a French wine tasting. And they're doing wine tastings for us, which is really, really neat. We have to say we're very grateful to the members of our community who have, at a time when you hear about budget cuts everywhere, Oklahoma Humanities is helping to fund our event, as is Apache Hotel Casino. They came through at a time when we were pulling our hair and thinking, where are we going to find the money for this? And it's really community coming together in the best way possible to offer something to everybody.
We talked earlier about aspects of the festival that shape the experience for the audience, but as we near the end of our time, I want to ask, what does presenting this kind of unique event mean to you?
I'm just always excited when we get a chance to do this. I came on as an intern 2 years ago, and both working for the festival and just seeing how much people enjoy it has been just an amazing experience.
And with that, we are out of time. Marie Jeanette, Zoe, thank you both so much for coming in to talk about the festival.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The 4th Annual Cameron University French Film Festival will be held August 24th through the 26th in the Cameron University Theater. Each film will begin at 6:30 p.m. For more information about the festival and its associated events, visit the festival page on Facebook. Just search for Cameron University French Film Festival. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.